change your mind. Take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best.
Hey, let's all relax over Nazima.
Mm-hmm.
That's my impression of Bill Clinton. I'm actually statistically speaking, a lot of people don't know this. I'm actually the only person on Earth who impersonates Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. So that is the actually first Bill Clinton impression that a lot of people
You really captured his Zima presidency. Here's the thing. So well.
The thing is, you gotta talk like this.
And, yeah. And
that's it. My Step fellow, one. My talk fellow, like Bill Clinton.
Maybe a fellatio goof.
My fellow Americans, blowjobs.
Is that good? Is that a good impression?
You are going to call that number.
You will call the number, and it will not be accidental. It will be drunk.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. It'll maybe be a year from now when you're real sad and lonely on Valentine's Day. And you just call her at night and you go, hey, Deborah.
Hey,
we haven't spoken in about a year.
I thought we had something special together. Oh,
man, the whole episode, huh?
This is former President Bill Clinton.
I'm a ghost now. Now I'm a ghost who loves blowjobs. Bill Clinton. I love blowjobs, balanced budgets, and hauntings.
Griffin, yours sounds more like Don Knotts.
You got it. The secret to Bill Clinton is you got to sound like a ghost underneath a bunch of blankets. That's the secret.
I love Bill Clinton.
And if you throw a little Undertaker in there,
oh yes, it's me, former President Bill Clinton. Blowjobs.
We're like milk. We're zero scos.
We actually cool other people's love when they drink us.
Just to be in our presence kills other people's love.
Yeah, we're the opposite of love. Whatever that is. They need to come up with an opposite of love. How about it, wordsmiths?
Happy love. That's
even with all your science, you still haven't been able to come up with a word that's the opposite of love.
Yeah, it's pretty despicable. You know, you think about Shakespeare. Shakespeare mm-hmm. created eyeball. He created the word puking,
green-eyed monster,
skim milk, obscene. That's all
luggage.
That's all created by Shakespeare. Couldn't come up with the opposite of love.
Pinterest. Yeah.
He did.
He was talking about someone, I think it was in Two Gentlemen of Verona, where he says her practicing her sartorial craft, she had a lot of Pinterest because she had a lot of interest in pins.
And then the other gentleman of Verona responds, it's not that she loved her. He opposite of loved her. Opposite of, then he vomits and blacks out for 6 hours. It's his longest play. Mm-hmm. As a result, in lots of theaters, they cut that. They trim it down to 3 hours mm-hmm. of vomiting and blacking out.
Well, you can usually just turn it into like a dream ballet that kind of conveys the time, or you do like a War of the Roses kind of thing. And you're like, hey, buckle in, audience.
Yeah. Purists through the whole
this
thing.
This is a 3-hour song about social networking platforms. That you're I am Barbicane the Tumblr.
Lord Stephen of LiveJournal.
I don't know what's happening.
I would like to have been there on this day when this girlfriend asked this guy how much he loved her, and he responded, I don't know.
I have to go to Yahoo Answers.
100?
I literally can't quantify it.
How big is a house?
we have an opportunity here not to equate it to another metric, but to come up with our own metric that we can think about how much money we can make off of that if we sold that shit to Hallmark and we just said, like, you know, 50 billion
throbs.
Throbs.
Throbs is so good. I'm mad that we had this whole, we were going to have this whole riff and Travis just nailed it right out of the gate. It's Throbs. Obviously. Throbs. What's it's the, sexual, but it's also heart related. Yep.
Okay, so zero throbs is just utter indifference. And negative throbs, is that hatred or does hatred have its own?
Now, what is hatred?
What is hatred?
I'm sorry, I forgot the goof.
Dullard. I'm not even going to do your throb goof now because you ruined my goof.
No, this is, no, just, no, this is such out. A, please don't take this out on the money making opportunity that we have in front of us.
And once a season, I get a goof veto and I'm using it to veto this goof as a punishment for you unintentionally killing my goof. In the annals of goof, yeah,
this is like a goof end of Reservoir Dogs. Jesus. Oh.
Travis is cutting a goof ear off. Just dancing.
Fuck.
Say your dumb thing about throbs. My internal critic is Rupert Giles from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Nice. And whenever I have, no matter what entertainment or media I'm taking in, he's always disappointed in him, in me. That's not a goof. I feel guilty all the time that I'm not reading books.
Sometimes for me it's Wanda Sykes, sometimes it's Maggie Smith, sometimes they're together, and they're just...
I would watch that buddy comedy all day long.
Oh, man.
They made it. It's called Taxi.
I don't have an internal critic.
Okay.
Is that normal?
You have a lot of external ones.
Like a balance.
This one was sent in by Graham Wedderburn. Thank you, Graham. It's by Yahoo. That's
a good name, Graham.
Yeah, it's by Yahoo Answers user Raj, who asks, why does Dilbert's tie curve up? Scott Adams said in an interview with GroundReport.com, no one really knows, including me. Dilbert started as a doodle before I knew he would be famous. I don't remember what I was thinking the day I decided to curl his tie up. Wiki Answers search tells me, A, it's a metaphor for his inability to control his environment. B, he's just glad to see you. But IMO, a mini hurricane surrounds him and keeps flapping his tie, smile face. To all Dilbert fans, what do you think?
Oh, God. Who thinks about Dilbert this much?
Apparently not even Scott Adams can be troubled to figure out why his dumb tie is standing up.
Man, when you ask...
He's too busy hating women.
Yeah.
When you ask the sexist creator of Dilbert, like, hey, what's the deal with the tie? He's like, fuck it, I don't know. Stop pursuing that line of questioning.
Yeah.
Why is his tie sticking up?
Because she didn't cook it long enough. In the kitchen. I'm Scott Adams.
Oh, shit.
Why is his tie sticking up?
Why are you not having kids? Get out of my face. Scott Adams.
Hold on. I really think this Scott Adams character is going somewhere.
Okay.
Why don't you workshop it and come back? Justin's going to go workshop his Scott Adams character for
Travis and I are going to goof on the original cue, but Justin's going to go off and
workshop his Scott Adams.
You guys go forward, and I will dip back in a little bit with some more Scott Adams.
And let me give you a setup. It's Scott Adams in a pet shop that's run by a woman.
Okay, good. Okay.
This is, I also like the person, whoever said number two, he's just happy to see you. Mm-hmm. Dilbert's just got himself a tie bone there. Nothing weird.
No, that
nothing
happens all the time. That.
Mm-hmm. He's got a tie-rection.
I think it's suggesting that Dilbert is so bound to his job that his tie has literally become a part of his body. And when blood flow increases to the tie, it forms a fully erect phallus.
And he has a really curvy wiener.
Yeah. Well, that's
just like a hook, like a fish hook wiener.
It's just a half chub. If it was a full chub, his tie would be sticking straight out from his neck.
Why are these poodles so expensive? Must be your time of the month.
Well,
oh, there he is.
Hey, Scott Adams, ladies and gentlemen.
You're getting closer. Hey,
what's next? What's our next scenario?
Scott Adams is an astronaut going to the moon with a female astronaut.
Okay, I'll take you.
This is the kind of question, right, that somebody doesn't just like ask. Like that they did ask it. No, but I'm saying like this isn't like, oh, just popped in my head, what's up with Dilbert's tie? Like they've stared at Dilbert.
This is every
Sunday.
Here's a few excerpts from my my master's thesis.
What's the deal with Dilbert?
I mean, there are a couple of answers from people who say Adams has also hinted that the tie may just be displaying an aversion to him. We may never truly know why Dilbert's tie does what it does.
Dilbert's tie doesn't do shit. It's not a real thing. A dude draws it, and he doesn't know why he does it that way. Like, there's no deeper truth.
I just heard Justin inhale sharply, which makes me think he's ready to give us his Scott Adams goes to the moon goof.
Why are you even coming, Angela? The moon's made of green cheese, not malls.
Yeah. I feel like
Scott Adams.
Your first opus was a little stronger.
And yeah. He's also starting to mutate a little bit into the Wolfman. Okay, 1.7.
Can I have one more?
Oh, God.
I need to redeem myself.
Scott Adams is getting married.
Okay, got it.
Yahoo Answers user question mark responded, to me, I think that Dilbert's tie curves up to give him some individuality. He works in one of those office setting where he is really just another number and paycheck. Nobody's special. He could be replaced at any time nobody would notice. I think the curve of his tie makes him stand out, even though nobody really comments on it.
Hey, I think you're projecting a little bit, bro.
Yeah, maybe just a touch?
And maybe Dilbert's there and Angela in accounting just doesn't want to talk to him, even though he's a super nice guy and he offered to make her dinner. And that's why his tie curves up.
It's hard, man. He just gets repressed by his triangular boss.
And his dog talks, which is pretty cool.
His dog talks and his cat is like an evil scientist. I haven't read it in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. But there's an intern or something, and they're real. Do you remember we used to have that Dilbert screensaver and
And the Dilbert games? Dilbert desktop games.
Man, when I was 9, that was a jam.
Yeah, we played some real dumb shit. Hey, Justin, you got that goof ready for us?
For all that you are, and all that you will be, and all that we will be together, I do.
Want you to get in the kitchen and make me some hamburger helper. Scott Adams.
Shit. Oh, is this the first libel we've ever done?
If you guys could adopt one celebrity, who would it be? Obviously, not Gilbert Gottfried. He's going to keep you rolling, right? With all the zingers. But I don't think that the rest of it would make up for it.
Ian McShane.
Okay. What would Ian McShane be like, Travis?
Mostly he'd just shuffle around the house in a bathrobe cursing.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, right? Wouldn't that be awesome? And just have friends over him like, oh, don't mind my Ian McShane. don't let him climb on your lap.
Ian, down.
Down. Down. Ian.
Enjoy.
I'm gonna go with Giamatti.
Oh. Do you know why? I imagine him like hiding up in the corner of the ceiling. Yeah. Just spot him with a flashlight to get him down.
Don't look at him. It's a challenge.
Giamatti.
Giamatti. Do you know what the problem with having a pet Giamatti is?
He's a Pokemon. Giamatti. Giamatti, go.
You're so skittish. Go.
Oh, God. Giamatti is the human equivalent of a comically large rabbit, I feel like.
Oh, crap.
Justin?
What?
You got a celeb?
I'm not going to adopt a celebrity to make any goddamn sense. They're people. They live in houses.
They are human beings.
I don't understand the question. And as requested, as promised, I should say, we have got a jingle that is over a month in the making.
Don't fucking talk about that.
And it's been something Griffin's been sort of working on in his spare time, in his off hours in the basement.
About five weeks of 35 minutes of work on it.
Yeah. Just hours of tinkering. He just wants, sometimes he'll say like, can I hear it? And he'll be like, no, it's not ready.
It sounds tinny. Bring up the speaker. On the bass.
It's got hand claps, it's got bass, it's got kazoo noises, it's got layering. It's gonna be amazing. So here it is.
Put your soap in my soul, and we'll both get clean together. Put your soap in my soul. It's got a divot for your pleasure. Gotta use sex soap. Don't you waste your soap away. gotta use Dax Soap. Buy yourself some bars today. Don't let your skin get dry. Stack soap, don't use no lie. Stack your soap into the sky. Buy yourself a little hope with Stack Soap. Stack soap. Get yourself free. Buy it in the supermarket. That's where you find it. Get it on Kickstarter. Gotta smell so fresh.
Soap.
Ooh. Wow.
I know. I hope Griffin. I hope I win the Grammy this year for best soap song.
Just to take things a little serious for a second, but not too serious, because we'll come out the other end. The last time that we all went to Golden Corral was the first Christmas Eve after our mother passed away. We decided that's the time we've got to get in there and gnaw on the beef hook. That's gonna turn us around.
Well, the problem was is we were like, we'll go out to dinner for Christmas and didn't think of the fact that it's fucking Christmas and everybody in their right mind is closed.
Like, everybody's closed, so there's one place that's open. Motherfucking Golden Corral.
Well, don't worry, guys, because it was the closest restaurant to the cemetery we had just visited.
Oh, God,
pretty good choice, Golden Corral.
How much does this restaurant cost to eat at? Everything.
Do you want to know the saddest part? We weren't the only ones there.
It was full of people getting their holiday nosh on. None of them were quite as in good spirits as us.
Nobody made eye contact.
But you could tell the holiday magic was there because a boy would come up to the beef hook and a man would like scoot over a little bit.
Come on, Junior.
Come on. This
Get on in here. Watch your hands.
I've already gotten through the pre-grizzle. Really tuck into the meat. All those boys over there, they just made a terrible life choice. they probably could have made spaghetti at home or something.
Just slosh your sauce and count your blessings. If I go to Italy and talk with an Italian accent, would I offend the Italians? I'm going to Germany, Austria, and Italy May 23rd for 11 days. I just wanted to ask, I talk with an Italian accent but don't speak Italians. Will the Italians find that offensive?
I can't imagine why.
Why would they?
I think they'll find it flattering.
They might think they're having a stroke.
Why do I understand? I don't understand what you're saying. But it's Italian, it's gotta be.
It's what are these Italian. New words? Look at you.
What are these new words?
God, the kids.
He's an innovator.
He's a pioneer of the Italian language. I don't understand any of it.
You douchebag. You doucher. This is either like you either are planning on doing this, which is bad, or you already speak with an Italian accent, but you don't speak Italian, and your name is Kevin, so you're not from Italy originally.
Do you know why people have accents? Do you know how that happens?
Because they're from the place, Kevin.
Jesus, Kevin.
Kevin, you are from Nebraska. You speak with a Nebraskan accent. A Nebraskan brogue.
I've never been to a foreign country, but I have to imagine that it would be the same as if anyone from Italy rolled up to America and was like, now I'm going to speak with an American accent. Like, I don't hope
only it
for
wouldn't
that.
Be only it wouldn't,
it wouldn't be a
England.
Thing because I don't
it
think
would be like como estan mi amigo donde está la biblioteca
I'm no España donde está la biblioteca
que tell me amigo I sound like the DNA strand of
yes you do
dinosaurs mi amigo. De Inye Ah. Es tu amigo.
Oh, my God.
Donde estarlos thunder lizards.
phone me go off Jurassic Park.
Que es tu nombre? Mi nombre es Jose Hammond. Que es la problema, mi amigo? Triceratops. I wish I knew more Spanish
questions,
but I don't know any.
I know how to ask for the library or maybe bookstore.
I know how to say bathroom and Mr. Ian Malcolm.
Oh,
Baba finds a way. That's for love.
Christ. Yeah. Oh, God. Don't do this thing, Kevin.
I have recently embarked on a year-long personal crusade to shed a bunch of extra LBs. I've got a lot to lose, so I've broken it down into 20-pound milestones, so I have goals to plan against. And the first one is coming up soon. In general, I fit the heavy-set ponytail bearded nerd stereotype, so recently had the idea I should probably mix it up at each 20-pound milestone. Cut my hair, shave my beard, start dressing a little nicer. Do you guys have any other ideas for potential me changers, health, style, or otherwise, that's trying to rock it in Rochester?
First of all, good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you, my
friend.
I love
this question so much I could faint.
Getting it in 20 does.
Get that
20
shit.
Does, you were getting it.
Yeah, I love the physical appearance and caring about all that. Make sure that you're, you know, taking care of your mental self as well. So maybe on the next milestone, you try something, you know, food or beverage related that you've never tried before, something a little adventurous, and maybe find that you have a great palate for wine, or you really like Italian food. You know, something new.
Wait, hold the fuck up, Travis.
What are you
talking? Are you saying, but as a to reward yourself on this quest to lose weight, what you should get into is wine and Italian food?
Okay, let me strike that.
Mm. Wait, oh, yeah, so I lost 60 pounds. Time to go to the OG and gain it all back.
What
Time
about
to carb up and slurp down?
I will wine. Have what all the fajoul. Let me see all the fajoul that you got on your shelf. Well, just let me introduce myself. I'm fat again.
Then can I say art?
Yes, not only can you say art, you should have said
I'm
art.
I'm going
the first
to
time.
Double back and say art.
You can't. You can't.
I can't. You guys edit out your shit all the time.
He's right about that. He is not wrong.
So let's say rather than food and beverage, let's say culture. And okay. Maybe go to a museum or go to see a ballet or go to see a symphony. Something, you know, that maybe you're not normally into and you just want to check out and see if maybe you dig it.
You guys are thinking so small scale. I am amazed at you. This guy is offering us a chance. Every 20 pounds he loses, he can totally and completely reinvent his entire persona. So much so that his friends won't recognize him. Like, you lose 20 pounds, cut your hair, shave your beard, wear sunglasses constantly and say your name is now Roz. Lose another 20 pounds. Maybe you go hit the tanning bed constantly and you bleach your teeth and then you change your name again to Brock.
Or The Brock.
Or the Mr. Roz. Mr. The Brock.
And then next time you're going to be really fit, maybe get that asshole bleached and let's see if we can't get a porn career going.
Lose 40 pounds, bleach that asshole, regain 20. Where are you at now? Muscle. Your friends don't know which side they're coming from.
Lose 40 pounds of fat, regain 20 pounds of fuck muscle. Get in there.
What is that?
Get that. Fuck muscle. Muscles you use.
It's what you use to thrust.
It's the thrusters. Yeah. It's your
thrusters. I just gotta get your thrusters going and your afterburners.
I learned in
I'm gonna take you to hyperspace.
Try a barrel roll.
I learned bad news. Our shields are failing. girl.
Fire up the tachyon cannons.
Oh man.
I need some more dilithium crystals, by which I mean meth. Of course, in that case it'd be fuck meth. Because it's the meth that you use for sex.
I learned in school that every muscle is a fuck muscle, or you're just not doing it right.
What class was that in?
Health school were you going to?
Health school.
health school.
You tell me.
I saw an episode of Maury recently where Maury likes to cure people of their fears by something Maury believes in called immersion therapy, where he, it's like, I know you're afraid of Band-Aids. It's like, we're covering you with Band-Aids. Wake up. You've been covered with Band-Aids this whole time. There was a lady who was afraid, her big fear, tigers. And Maury brought a tiger.
That's a perfectly reasonable fear.
Can we all keep our fear of tigers? Can we not be afraid of tigers? Like, that seems like a super, super good one.
Now, Deborah, just keep in mind that the tiger is just as afraid of you as you are of it. Oh, no, it wasn't. Sorry, untrue. You're dead.
But they're acting like it's a problem because, like, I can't even look at Frosted Flakes. Don't get Frosted Flakes then. Don't go to Frosted Flakes. Don't eat Frosted
Flakes. Get the off-brand, like, you know, Toasted Flakes.
Get and don't go to Exxon. And, like, I think that's pretty much it, right?
Uh-huh. Don't go to any Bengals games.
My day-to-day exposure to tigers is actually pretty low. Now, I don't have to see a tiger if I don't want to.
You know what? Thinking about that, mine might be a little bit too low. Yeah. I'm not sure I'm getting enough vitamin T.
Everybody's got some needs, and everybody's got some wants. Extreme Restraint's catalog of sexual products will fulfill both of those things for you. So visit extremerestraints.com and get an electroshock paddle that goes on your balls.
Is that a real thing?
It should be.
I'm going to request that you put a real product in there.
Go to extremerestraints.com and buy a ghost that you can fuck every night.
That's not a thing. We need a site called
Go to extremerestraints.com and buy a sexual fish tank.
You're doing an ad for Extremer
Restraints. Go to extremerestraints.com and learn about all the good chicken pot pie recipes.
On the forums.
On the forums.
Wholly inaccurate. Everything you're saying right now is a bastardization of this product message.
It's by Yahoo Answers user MaryMaryX30 who asks, how do I improve my scorpions? My scorpions are okay, but not the best. How do I improve them? I've been struggling with them for months.
That's it?
That's so important.
That's the context? Yeah. Best at what?
Oh, by the way, when I said that it was related, I meant completely diametrically.
Best
opposite.
In what capacity?
Okay, well, with scorpions, you have four basic criteria for judging their quality.
Uh-huh. You know, it's their four danger zones, right?
The four danger zones that you've got to worry about. One, exoskeleton.
Yes. Yep.
Two.
What kind of chitin is he working with?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we improve it?
How's your chitin? Is he getting enough vitamin D? That's huge mm-hmm. for chitin.
D is, I say, I've always said.
What's that motto you always tell people and you have it cross-stitched up on the, hanging up there in the den above the fireplace? What is it? It's about...
It's you gotta have D if you want. If you don't shed that chitin. Fuck!
Yeah, it took our mom weeks to stitch exactly that, but Griffin was very
and she was not a swearing woman.
Yeah, she did not enjoy swearing, but I mean Griffin was very specific.
So armor.
Armor, that's number one. Second, of course, claws. Mm-hmm. Does it look like a little crab? Do I know if scorpions have claws?
How are
their pincers? Number three, obviously, pointy tail.
Uh-huh.
What's in there?
Who knows? Caramel?
Poison?
Hey, I injected some caramel into all your treats. I'm the best scorpion ever.
And then what's the fourth one?
Heat coming off the genitals.
How is its genital heat? Also, can you find my scorpion's genitals for me? Also,
can I make a 1980s movie called Genital Heat?
I've been over this motherfucker's thorax with a fine-tooth comb. No genitals to be found.
If you see a scorpion in your house,
Yeah.
Your very next stop is a is like a is a, an open house to buy
Century 21.
Yes, Century 21. Pardon me. This is a lovely open house. Thank you for having me. I'll take it. Here's my.
I cannot sell my old house because the scorpion lives there now. It's his now.
It's his now. I'm gonna try to charge him taxes on the sale, but I don't know how. Scorpions don't have money.
Can we improve the mass marketability of these scorpions?
You guys are missing the obvious answer.
What? What's that, Travis?
Steroids.
Travis, I don't think that.
Wait.
You're running away from me because you want to make these scorpions like super beefy? I don't know that they have beef.
Right.
I don't know that they have beef to embeef in, you know? I think it's just. Just skittering.
Well, not yet.
Skittering.
You gotta get them on a regime.
It's all chitin and.
On a regimen.
It's chitin and just hate in there.
Maybe you could paint their shells like hermit crabs.
Okay, now see, I like that. Paint the scorpion for kids.
This is what I'm talking about. Can we make scorpions the new Furbies?
Okay. Of course, just a tiny cork on their stingers.
Okay.
That would be adorable. Got
those claws, though.
And rubber bands on their claws.
I think scorpions are so hateful that if you cork their tails and rubber banded their claws, that they'd like learn to bite or learn how to use a gun with their
other
hand.
Become really spiteful, use their words to hurt you.
Looking fat today, J-Man.
Hair's looking a little thin.
So not as young as you used to be, J-Man.
So he turns into Beetlejuice?
It reminds me of that. It's an old parable. It's an old story of the frog and the scorpion. And the frog gives the scorpion a ride across the river. And halfway across, the scorpion starts calling him, I don't know, like stupid and stuff. And the frog starts crying. It's like, why are you such an asshole? The scorpion's like, it's in my nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then but then does he sting him?
No. Because he's got a tiny cork on his tail.
Oh, that's right. He just batters him with the cork. He's like, you like that?
Ow!
This is my new line of frog save scorpions. Each one is $20. Who is the first to buy?
God, can you imagine a frog with a scorpion on its back, and the frog is also full of hate? And then, like, you get that lethality of a scorpion with the mobility of a frog? Well...
Oh,
we're done.
Shit. And the frog is secreting some sort of hallucinogen. So the scorpion
is just freaked out.
And also the frog has a really high credit score, so he's able to like get a house.
Wait a minute. Why would the...
And one of them's played by Ray Romano.
Oh my God, the frog is Ray Romano.
Ugh. Okay.
And the scorpion's played by Tim Allen. We've got a hit.
Listen, this has been the least productive meeting we've had about Madagascar 4 yet, and I think we need to go back to the drawing board and really see where we went astray. I have a theory that it's when we introduce scorpions.
Yeah,
they ruin everything, including our Madagascar 4 production meetings.
I'm reading more of this Yahoo answer, and I think that a scorpion is a yoga position.
Oh.
Moving on.
None of that was helpful to this person. But if you don't know.
You throw it at the wall, you see what sticks. They might have found something in there.
Here's
that was
what sticks.
Useful.
Scorpions. Their feet are like needles.
Yeah.
Hey brothers. There's someone really into yoga that's been screaming at their iPod for 5 minutes. You dumb motherfuckers. I don't I'm not saying like lying like
I've got a real hearty penis.
No, really I'm not. Thick. I'm not talking about lying like.
It's like a can of Senka down there.
He's talking about lying like saying things like, "No, I'm not afraid of masks."
Okay. Yeah, right. Pretending like I'm not afraid of the robot woman from Superman 3. Should that come up in casual conversations?
Well, you know who I like.
You know what never scared me? The HBO logo they used to show for the movies in the 80s. It never really scared me.
It used to scare the ever-loving shit out of you.
It was
no big deal.
It was pretty frightening.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to our best of episode. As you all might have guessed, if you follow us on other social channels, there's a good reason for why we don't have a regular episode out this week, and that is that Vine is shutting down.
and I'm just really struggling with it.
Yeah, that's the story of the week, and Vine, miss it so much.
I miss it so much. I learned so many valuable lessons from it, but now it's just like, what's the, like, comedy is dead, kind of.
Yeah, comedy's over. Man, I miss it so much because, you know what was nice about it? It was easy.
It was so easy. 6 seconds,
one and done.
Like, one good toot.
Yeah.
And that's a viral, baby.
That's viral content.
No, the real reason why we don't have an episode this... Oh, we do have an episode this week, but not a normie, is that Travis and Teresa had a baby.
What?
Yeah, you're not just finding this out, are you, Justin?
No, I knew that. It was just a little joke for the show.
See, and that joke was the perfect length of time to go in a Vine.
Vine, perfectly in length.
Yes, both baby and mama are doing well. It is a girl. These are all things that Travis said I was allowed to announce on the show, which is very exciting. Her name is Bebe, Barbara Lee McElroy, and we are so, so, so happy for Travis and Teresa, and so we're doing this special episode. I guess another programming note, that Casper special that we were talking about doing is going to be not on Halloween, because that's today, but we're gonna figure this out as we go. So we ask for your patience, and we're going to keep churning out the content for you. And again, congratulations to Travis and Teresa, and I guess my condolences to myself.
Yep. Is this before the show, or is this
no? This will be in the middle.
Okay, great. Well, that means that we're in the middle of the money zone, and it's time to go there and be there. Are we?
I'm already, dude. I've been there for the past 2 minutes. Like, I've been getting paid this whole time talking about Vine going down and my new great niece.
Well, that is she's just your niece.
No, but she's great, though.
She's not. Okay. This is the perfect opportunity for me to tell you about Bowl and Branch. Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think, Griffin. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You need to change your sheets. Think about it.
What's wrong with mine?
That's what your skin is touching. These are a Bowl and Branch means luxury linens, and you're not paying.
And like, what language does that translate to luxury?
Just language of brand. These are wonderful sheets. Luxury sheets can cost $20,000, I bet, but in a store. But Bowl and Branch are not going to cost that. Not even close. They're like a couple $100. They'll let you try them risk-free for 30 nights. And if you don't love them, you can send it back for a full refund. That's right. You have nothing to lose. And they come beautifully packaged in signature boxes that make you feel like a prim and proper little fancy person. So,
also, these sheets can't be torn up. And they can't be burned.
They're indestructible.
Are indestructible. They are the golden fleece. They're all made of golden fleece. And when you sleep on them, every night that you sleep on them, your life expectancy increases by 1 year.
Just to keep that Bowl and Branch executive listening to this from jumping out the window, I should mention that no, these are not indestructible sheets. They're just regular levels of destructibility.
We have to say destructible. Yeah, legally we have to say that, but you guys know.
Y'all
know what's up.
Bowl and Branch is going to give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you go to bowlandbranch.com and use the promo code MYBROTHER. That's $50 off your first set of sheets. Go to bowl, B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code MYBROTHER.
They double your proficiency as a lover. You can last twice as long, go twice as hard.
All right, you do yours now, and I'm going to throw shade at you the whole time.
I'm not throwing shade. I was a hype man for this product. That's all we're doing here in the money zone. I want to tell all y'all about Wink. And I know you're hearing that thinking like, who's this new customer? I don't trust them. Yes, you do trust them because it's Club W. They've evolved. Somebody used the leaf stone on Club W and they've evolved into Wink.
Amazing.
Wink is, well, it's a lot like Club W. They are going to help you find the wine that is going to be personalized to your palate. They're going to deliver it right to your door. And yeah, it's called Wink now, and that's spelled W-I-N-C. I know you hear that and you think that's not the normal way it's normally spelled. Well, no, it's a new name. It's an improved look. But here's the important part. It's still the same amazing wine company introducing you to wines that you're going to love.
Fantastic. Tell me more.
I will. Just calm down. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants right now. Like, everything has changed. Like, my whole world has changed. Vine is gone. I've got a second niece. I've got two nieces now. And you guys didn't even think about how hard that's going to be for me to keep straight. And now Club W is called Wink. And it's not spelled with a K. It's spelled with a C. And, like, that's great. I'm just, like, I just need a minute, okay?
Okay. Take your time.
Wink. They work directly with winemakers and growers from all over the world to create delicious wine, and they deliver it right to your door. They have 100% satisfaction guarantee, which means if you don't like a bottle they send you, they will replace it with a bottle that you're gonna love, no questions asked. And that means questions like, but you drank the whole bottle, and you stuck a note inside that said, yum, yum, I sure love this. We're not going to ask that question. We're not going to ask you about that. We're just going to send you another bottle, no questions asked.
Whoa.
The best part is that Wink is going to offer our listeners $20 off right now if you go to try Wink, that's try with a Y, Wink with a C, .com/mybrother, and they will even cover the shipping. Think about that. You get free wine personalized to your palate delivered right to your door. Try Wink, get $20 off and complimentary shipping right now when you go to trywink.com/mybrother. That's trywink.com/mybrother.
I want to take a moment to mention to you about a new podcast. It's called Driving Miss Wiki. Driving Miss Wiki is the name of this podcast. It is recorded as the host drives home where the host's passenger. I wish we had more information about that.
I know.
I want to actually take the unprecedented step of actually clicking
research
to the website and researching. Nope. It's taking too long. I can't. I can't figure it out.
Come on, Justin. Hop on Nexus Lexus. Let's crack this shit.
Driving Miss Wiki is the name of the podcast. It is recorded on a drive as a passenger reads to the driver, who is also the host, a Wikipedia article, and they discuss them. Past episodes, that's not a word.
Wow, you've had a lot of trouble reading this message. This is actually your second attempt at it, and you fucked it up just as bad as the first.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm just saying it's noteworthy how bad you're doing. Travis the glue that holds this fucking boat together?
Has he been holding us together this entire time? The show's called Driving Miss Wiki. Let me tell you about it.
No, God, not again.
Some of the topics they've discussed included the company of merchant adventurers, Marshall Islands stick charts, Prague, Texas, and caruncles.
Those are, of course, uncle cars. Cars that are brothers to other cars that have sexually reproduced.
Your hosts are Parker and Mary, or Marie, perhaps.
Let's crushing Marie. It.
Yeah. So I found that out through some research, and you can find their podcast at drivingmisswiki.com or by heading over to iTunes and searching for Driving Miss Wiki.
I also want to shout out this message for Tuna, and it's from Twin, who says, happy 30th birthday to my PIC. Peek. Thank you for showing me the wonderful world of podcasts, especially Mabim Bam. I can't wait to record our competing comedy advice podcast and put these clowns out of business for good. You the best, and I like you a lot.
How could you
do this? Did want to get this one on or around July 2nd. So, pretty good job, I thought. On that note, first of all, fucking step up to the plate.
Yep.
If you want to step into the Terror Dome, if you think you're capable, well, go ahead. Because you know what? I feed my Frankenstein. I'm hungry.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Many, step up.
Many have tried. Some have failed. Bring it on.
Also want to say on the subject of us being extremely late on Jumbotrons, there's been a freeze on new Jumbotron messages. So if you wanted to get a message on the show, you haven't been able to for a while because all our spots got done filled up. They're going to open on them. This feels like weird to talk about that our listeners are so like down and so supportive that they have flooded us with Jumbotron messages. If you want to get a message on the show, they're going to open up spots in 2017 on November 28th. That's Cyber Monday. They're going to open up. I say we don't actually sell the Jumbotron spots. Max Fun handles that for us. And, so they're going to open up some spots in 2017. If you want to get a message on the show, November 28th, Cyber Monday, those messages are going to, those slots are going to open up. So if you want to get a message on the show next year, which is like your earliest option, go hop on, maximumfun.org/Jumbotron then, and good luck.
Good luck.
Anything else, bro? Oh, God. They just announced today And obviously we knew about this, the CISO show that we did, the My Brother and Me TV show, has a release date.
Yep, February 23rd, 2017 is when that's going to air. And I really think you're going to like it a lot.
Yeah, we've been watching some episodes and they're good, man. I'm really, I mean, really proud of it and happy about it.
We made them, so we're biased.
I know, but like I'm so excited for everybody else to see them. I really think this is going to be one of those situations where I'm not embarrassed of a thing that we made, which for is once. So rare.
So that's cool. Anything else before we let people get back to it?
Not that I can think of. Thank you all for sticking with us for this best of episode. I just like sort of blanket, like, we have some filler eps prepped for all the shows. So just expect, I guess, a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for
here? It may not be,
disruption.
Travis, yeah. I don't know what like the next, it's 'cause we expected these babies much closer together. So yeah. We don't know exactly how this is all gonna go, but I think it's gonna be just fine.
We are again so excited for Travis and Teresa, and just expect, like, especially once Rachel and I have our baby in December, just like expect this podcast to just be like three fucking Tim Allens, three fucking Ray Romanos, just laying it down, completely inaccessible to all non-dads.
And they're
just
doing like all right, locked. You know,
if you're not a dad, you're locked the fuck out of this humor, because it is all Tim Allens, all the way down, baby.
All dad humor. So anyway,
I stepped on another Lego.
I like shit that you guys are not gonna like at all anymore. Like, you're gonna fucking hate it.
That Jumbotron problem is gonna resolve itself, because people are gonna be done with the show.
Yeah, it's gonna be, guys, it's gonna be shit.
Anyway, happy Halloween.
I'm Biz.
And I'm Teresa. And we host the weekly comedy podcast, One Bad Mother.
We celebrate our moments of parenting genius.
As well as our failures.
Just like, we're going to have hot dogs. And I'm like, no, we're having fun. Everybody loves hot dogs.
Yeah.
And it just like smashes that thing right on my chest. And then I'm just crying in the middle of like kids' space while people are like literally dancing with their children.
Parenting can be sad and painfully funny at the same time.
So join us each week as we admit that this is hard, but we're getting really good at it.
Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you download podcasts.
It's two words. Alt-tab.
Alt-tab. Now, what does that mean?
That's shady, though. When you walk into somebody and you're like, is that a dick? And then it flickers
whoa, how personal do you think this is going?
They're live streaming a bris.
I assumed it was like they were looking at B-dogs.
Travis, no one except you looks at B-dogs.
Or has ever looked at B-dogs.
I think in Colombia, B-dogs is pretty big.
When you say B-dogs, no one knows what the fuck you're talking about.
I think you guys will find that many people know what I'm talking about.
No one knows what B-dogs are except you.
I think that B-dogs is a pretty big deal.
I want to see how much higher you can go, so I'm going to tell you that no one knows what B-dogs are.
B-dogs are pretty popular.
When you bring up B-dogs,
it's like listening to Mariah Carey kibitz.
When you bring up B-dogs, it makes everybody sadder because they don't know what the fuck you're saying.
And it's time for them to learn. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about B-dogs.
No.
Fair enough.
You're not using our show as a platform for spreading your madness.
What themed party can I have for Halloween? I want to attract lots of lovely ladies. Oh, behave.
Oh no!
All right, Griffin, I'm gonna have to take this question away from you.
Okay.
Can you please paste the text into our Skype window? Okay, you just typed "fuck you." That is enough. What theme party can I have for Halloween? I want to attract lots of lovely ladies. Oh, behave.
That was miserable.
It sounded like Austin Powers had a stroke.
I did. Oh, behave.
Okay.
I think this, can I say something? I think this person has their heart set on a theme. Uh-huh. I think the theme has been decided.
Guys, I don't want to get outside of like the question, but is it possible that this person has just chosen to live an Austin Powers lifestyle?
Oh, you're...
Can I share the top answer?
Please.
The top answer from Yahoo Answers user Rock Titan says... It's April.
Oh, he's the pragmatist.
Oh, that's great.
This Yahoo answer was sent in by Diane. Thanks, Diane. It's by Yahoo Answers user Jared Ancharsky, who asks, I got arrested for smoking weed, and my court date is soon. If I come into court in a karate uniform, am I good?
am I okay here? What context?
Will the judge make my punishment lenient since he knows I do karate?
Oh yeah, definitely. If he knows you've got your karate game right...
Additional details. Since they know I do karate, they'll know I do other activities besides chill around and smoke. So will that help or no? It's like an onion, this question.
Now, this only works if you do a fashion show. So you come in your karate outfit, mm-hmm. and then you come in your horse riding outfit.
This is a hard hat.
I do construction things. And also, I'm a milkman, apparently.
Someone give me a hammer. Boy, was I ever lucky to get Judge Sammo hung. He's been very lenient about my gi in court. Sammo Hung was one of the karate guys on
Go
on.
One of the karate guys on Walker, Texas Ranger. Mm-hmm. I could have gone for Chuck Norris, but I feel like
Norris. Comedy. Chuck Norris is a hanging judge. Everyone knows that.
Is there anything this gentleman can wear other than a suit?
That the t-shirt says, I heart judges.
Okay, but that's probably not going to do it, because I don't think you can wear any shirt that says I heart anything on it. And then
I heart judges a lot.
People don't think that's sarcastic.
Maybe a Judge Reinhold mask. And you just go up to the guy and say,
hey,
get it?
Hey, listen, judge to judge, are we cool? Am I good?
I've got this Judge Reinhold mask and a karate gi. Are we going to waive these charges or what?
Can we work that into our like catchphrase vernacular? Am I good? Anytime you say something terrible or a faux pas, just real quick. Oh, shit. Am I good?
Am I good?
Hey, I came to court in a karate gi. Am I good?
So I'm just going to go. I assume the charges have been dropped.
Uh-huh.
Am I good?
I just chopped your gavel in half. Am I good? What's that smell? It's not weed. I promise.
To what extent does the color of belt that this person has...
All the difference in the world.
Yeah. Okay.
Either way you chop it, if he's got a white belt, he's not going to A, intimidate the judge, or B, impress him with the amount of time that he has spent in karate chopping class.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the white belt, blue belt, brown belt, yellow belt, all within like a week and a half if you pay and if you slip a few, extra hundos to your sensei.
From what I've seen, there, if you were to graph my respect for people in the martial arts, mm-hmm. it's a pretty steady curve up until you hit black belt, and then it branches pretty radically in two different directions. Where on the one hand, I am. For some of those people, I'm like, wow, really awed by the dedication to your craft. And then the other people, it's like, just get a job. Put on a suit and learn how to play lacrosse and please get your life together.
Mm-hmm. It just strikes me as one of those things that in my life, if someone were to say to me, oh yeah, I have a black belt, the next two words out of my mouth are, prove it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that entails. I don't know if that's like chop through this wall or fight me or what it is. But there's something about someone making that statement where I'm like, oh yeah, prove it.
But I think a black belt.
Chop that horse in half.
A black belt is really only a value add to a person when nobody knows that they have it, right? Like if I got a black belt, I wouldn't tell fucking, I would go take my classes in another state. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So that people
what
would
classes? Oh, karate classes.
Karate classes. And then when I came back, and like if shit came down, and I like did a chop and a kick, and a man died, then people were like, "What?" I'd be like, "Oh, don't worry about it." I would never just, ever like, admit the fact that I have
spread your jacket to the side and show them just a little like glimpse of black belt.
Because if I ever said the word out loud to somebody, "Oh, I have a black belt," they're gonna make all kinds of wild assumptions about me,
right?
Which are and probably all going to be true. They're gonna be very true. But I would rather not be subject to that.
Do you think that when you get the black belt itself, it's reversible in case you want to wear brown shoes?
Idiot. So this is your outfit, okay? You come into court, you're wearing black dress shoes, a black belt, and you have a tie. And you go to the judge and you say, "Am I good?" As you can see, I'm in my formal gi. Am I good
my
now?
Gi.
This is my dress gi. Am I good? I have a funeral to go to. I'm going to karate chop the coffin in half. I can't believe you'd hold a karate master here.
You don't know the lightning you're bottling up here.
You can't put me in a cell. I will not be responsible for the damage I do if you lock me in a cell with another person. I'll whittle their bones down and make a key. Like, I can't be responsible.
I don't know that karate is the kind of thing that you can do if you're high on that sweet, sweet doja. If you're rocking doja in the dojo, like, I don't think that your skills are going to be, like, as high as you want them to be. No, like, three puns intended.
yes and no. To the outside observer, you will be very bad at karate.
Yeah.
To your own perception,
oh my God.
You'll be on a fucking kung fu, other plane, Kill Bill style.
Fucking body parallel, flat to the ground,
like
doing a
you
fucking
against the crazy 88s, yeah. Just losing your mind, chopping off limbs.
Mortal It'll Kombat, fly through the air, bicycle kick. Like, you're just laying on the ground and rolling about. You're listening to 311, and you're eating Starburst.
I got a FTP login you mm-hmm. can check out.
You're going to love my files and folders.
don't go too many trees deep, because it gets weird.
Stay in the index.
Yeah, let's just say stay in the index, all right? If you find yourself four or five folders in, just unplug your computer.
Just pull this string and I'll get you out.
You need Joseph Gordon-Levitt to give you the kick. Unless you don't like horse assholes. Get Joseph Gordon-Levitt to give you the kick. This Yahoo was sent in by Liana, which was sent to her by her friend Keith. So thank you, both people, in this arrangement.
For these secondhand Yahoos.
Many Bothans died to bring us this Yahoo, so let's really enjoy it. It is asked by Yahoo Answers user Geoff, who asks, "Is it okay to draw on a dog with magic marker? Sometimes when my stepdad Ron grounds me, I'll write messages on my dog, he is white, with washable marker, and send him downstairs. Just little messages, like if I need food, or about how much I hate my stepdad, Ron." My mom said it would make the dog sick. Is she right?
Oh, God. So many more problems with the best stepdad name ever is Ron.
Got some dog mail for you, Ron. Fuck off!
I hate you, Ron. I hate you so much.
Come here, Mr. Perkins. What's it? Aw, oh, man. It really helps my. That hurts my self-esteem.
I'm trying so hard.
That hurts my Ron esteem. I don't like that one bit.
Can you give me the question one more time, Griffin?
Is it okay to draw on a dog with magic marker? Sometimes when my stepdad Ron grounds me, I'll write messages on my dog. He is white. With magic marker. Just little messages. Like, if I need food, or about how much I hate my stepdad Ron. I'm imagining like a Yorkshire Terrier like bounding down the stairs, running up to Ron, and it's like a message on him, like, "Hey Ron, I smell that chili. What the fuck? You're such a bastard. I'm super hungry. Please,
I got
Ron.
A message for you, Ron. I'm a dog."
And also, the person asking this question is 32.
Yeah. God damn you, Ron.
Now listen to me, Sparky. I want you to go downstairs. I want you to find Ron. And I want you to just wiggle in front of him. You got to make sure he reads this. It's important.
I've been trapped under this bookcase for 2 weeks. I got to get some pasta up here. So hungry. Also tell Ron, fuck you, Ron.
If Ron wants to rescue me, tell him to fuck clean off. I hate Ron. Tell him to send my mom. And ask if my mom is back with my fruit roll-ups yet. I sent her to the store 20 minutes ago for fruit roll-ups.
Oh, Mr. Perkins, you look kind of sick. What happened? Oh, is it the markers?
Jesus.
See you in your skin?
It's you or me, Mr. Perkins. Maybe you learn how to talk English. Stupid dog.
Poor Ron. What a fucking sick bird. He's just trying to watch Extreme Home Makeover. Mm-hmm. And just all of a sudden the dog trots in front of
him. It looks like a drawing of like a knife stabbed and it just an arrow that says Ron.
This is you, Ron. This is what I want to do to you. Look at the dog.
Oh, Jesus.
It says, I love you, Ron, on my dog. Oh, he rolled over. It says, no, I don't. And it says, fuck you, Ron, again on it. And it says, chili?
With an arrow towards the dog's penis.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, I thought you were going to come pick me up from work. Did you not read the dog? I said, fuck you and fuck your job. I'm not coming to pick you up.
And also that we were out of eggs.
Did you tell Mom?
I wrote it on the dog, Ron. What else do you want me to do?
I can't force the dog to stand in front of you all day. Please just read the dog.
You used all the paper for your stupid novel, Ron.
Yeah, how's that going, Ron? Did you find a publisher yet?
In this economy, Ron, you might as well self-publish your stupid shit.
Can we
put it on Kindle?
I've got a Tumblr dog. Where I just put messages. Why can't you get a Tumblr dog?
Can we make it a new law? Sort of like in Game of Thrones, if you're a bastard, your name is Snow. Can we make it that when the second you become a stepdad, your name becomes Ron by law?
legally speaking.
I now pronounce you wife and Ron.
It's not even your name so much as it is like Earl is like an honorary title, but his name's not Earl. You're officially like the Don of this house.
You're Don.
You're the Ron.
You're the Ron. You're the Ron.
You're the Ron Don.
You're the Ron Don of this.
So let's see. You got to get WednesdayWolf.com, TheImps.org, MobRulesGames.com, and Indiegogo.com.
Actually,
wrong
Mob way. Rules Games will when that.
I already busted that, one out for them. I will give them a final draft of that. Come the end of this promotion.
So it's Don't Take This the Wrong Way, TheImps, and Wednesday Wolf.
I like the idea of Daymare Pile of Watercolor Donors.
I like maybe that part. So
start
far, so
there.
Good.
Okay.
What is that cover? That covers Wednesday Wolf and the Imp.
It covers all three.
They all want money. Yeah. That's the connector. Yeah. Everybody wants money. Here we go. Hold on. Let me take a second. Build a Daymare Pile of watercolor donors. All these businesses need funds to operate. You can help Wednesday Wolf. The Imps Don't Take the Wrong Way. That's almost what it's called, but I ran out of words in the verse. Go give them some cash to chase all of their dreams around.
Whoa, I like how it ended on sort of that unresolved
dreams. I don't know, guys. Build a Daymare Pile.
It's a code.
Watercolor donors. You need to give these people lots of cash. That's how the market works. They take your money and turn it into goods and services, and you can take those services to the bank. While they take your literal money to the bank, visit WednesdayWolf.com, TheImps.org, and Don't Take This the Wrong Way's website, which you can probably find on Google.
KMMBMBAM, your one-stop shop for summer classics.
Hey, beach babies, how's your bikinis?
Hey, beach babies.
How's your tan lines? You guys like CeeLo Green?
Tune in as we workshop new characters like, hey, bikini babies, how's those bikinis, guy?
Nothing but coolers and babes. NASCAR. Crack open a nice cold beer. And we found a Bud Light Chalada.
Fuck.
Make sure to join us at McGillicuddy's Deck for Party on McGillicuddy's Deck 2, the sequel. Party your deck off at McGillicuddy's.
Get your deck wet.
Come get your deck wet with $2 swisher specials all night long. The hottest babes, the hottest guys, the drunkest children,
the wildest monkeys,
the craziest poop throwing monkeys you've ever seen. And good news, ladies, margaritas are just $3 all night long.
Monkeys get in free till midnight.
Hey, monkey, it's 12:30. Come on in anyway. It's McGillicuddy.
21 and up for male monkeys, 18 for female monkeys.
I don't even know if monkeys live that long. What the fuck? Half men, half monkeys will be submitted for study at research institutes nationwide.
So summer's here. Summer's here again.
Do you guys want a Yahoo answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
This one was sent in by Josh Papal. I haven't decided if it's the kind of question that we could get in trouble for reading yet.
Okay.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you, Josh. It's my Yahoo Answers user question mark who asked, really freaked out my girlfriend. Need help? As a teenager, I suffered from severe depression and formed a strong bond with the character Garfield and his outlook.
Oh, it's sad, no.
It's sad, but reading Garfield anthologies obsessively was the only thing that made me feel normal. And it eventually took on something of an erotic fixation.
Oh, no! And I think you mispronounced normal. Reading Garfield books obsessively made me feel normal.
To avoid feeling like a sicko, I drew pictures of Garfield with a woman's, think Pamela Anderson circa 1991, body and Garfield's head. Uh-huh. These drawings eventually evolved into erotic fan fiction starring Garfield and myself. In my head, Garfield still has a woman's body, but someone reading the stories would think I'm having sex with regular Garfield. I killed off John in a jealous rage. I didn't touch Odie. I enjoy his companionship and don't mind if he watches.
What the fuck?
The stories are your pretty basic wish fulfillment stuff, balanced with the self-loathing rants. I've been doing this
pretty basic stuff. I've been doing this nothing out of the ordinary here.
I've been doing this near daily for years, and I have a substantial amount of writing in a folder I keep buried in 8 different folders. My girlfriend stumbled across them by accident when they came up in a search and is pretty freaked out. How can I show her I'm just a normal guy with a weird outlet for my psychological problems and not some kind of sicko? And then they included a sample of some of the erotic fiction, and I didn't think I would ever say this on this podcast, but it's too gross to read out loud.
Guys, I know different strokes for different folks. Listen, we've all got something buried deep inside that you never, ever, ever want anybody to know, ever. Now, I'm not saying mine would be as weird as putting a woman's body on Garfield's head, but it's pretty fucking weird. The secret to not getting made fun of is that you can't tell the entire world, which is on the internet. This is a secret you can never... You're embarrassed your girlfriend found out, so you decided to put it on the internet? How bad are you at internet?
You can't hide a Yahoo answer in folders. It exists. No. Because I found it.
I found it, and I know it forever now.
Yeah. I'm just worried, if Jim Davis ever saw these drawings, I think he would literally fucking die. I think he would fucking die. I think his heart would explode in his chest and he would die. He would say, my baby! And then he'd die. Hey, real quick, just for a second. Let's play devil's advocate here and just like get ourselves in this guy's headspace and just like imagine.
Oh, I'm not.
I don't want to.
Guys, come on. Come through the door. We're going to step into this guy's mind.
What if I die in this dream?
If you die in the dream, you'll be stuck in Garfield fucking limbo forever.
You need Joseph Gordon-Levitt to give you the kick.
Yeah.
Get you out of Garfield.
Right. Kick you in the head until you die.
Okay, Garfield, give me the kick.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Which would you...
Nope.
Which would you prefer? Pamela Anderson body and Garfield head, or Garfield body and Pamela Anderson head?
If you had to party down on one of those bad boys, which would you go with? Additional information, the Garfield head is wearing sunglasses.
Garfield body, suction cup hands or no suction cup hands?
Either or, whichever you, whichever would feel be more pleasurable.
Is Odie there, and is he just jerking it so right?
Odie loves what he sees. Either way, either scenario, way. Odie's down. Odie is down to clown. There is actually,
Justin, do you want to pick first? Well, Griffin, you asked the question, so you have to answer.
Fuck. I'll say, if it's Bill Murray's voice, Pam body Garf head.
Travis?
Oh, no, I've already killed myself in this situation.
Can I throw Travis's body at the corpse and buy myself enough time? Travis's corpse at the creation and buy myself enough time
to get
out?
Here's the problem, though. You throw it at Pam body Garf head. Who's that coming up from behind? It's Garf body Pam head. And it is very upset.
Okay.
For many reasons.
You have in your inventory a dagger and a shield. And open a doors. Corpse. Open doors are west and north.
Okay. Can I am going to go with Pam head, Garfield body, but Lorenzo music voice. I have a thing with the real Ghostbusters, so I think that would be enough to get me through it. And also,
you're worried about finishing?
I can't. You also change Pam Anderson's voice to Garfield.
Now listen, if I have too much respect for Bill Murray's work. If it's Lorenzo,
but you
could have
left Pamela Anderson's voice.
Why does it have to be Garfield's voice?
Pam Anderson's voice is not going to come out of Garfield's head. And I find Larry the Crash Test Dummy to be a very soothing sexual influence.
Fuck.
So if I can pretend that if it's Lorenzo Music's voice, and I can pretend it's Peter Venkman of the Ghostbusters cartoon, or Larry the Crash Test Dummy, or perhaps even Tummy Gummy from Disney's Adventures of Gummy Bears.
Okay, how many other cartoons can you ruin for me right now?
I can't. That's all Lorenzo Music did that I'm aware
fuck's
of.
Fuck's sake,
he
Justin.
He was probably something else.
The thought of what would be the most sexually pleasurable, that didn't even cross my mind. This was pure survival instincts.
I've got all of these pizza-shaped discs left over from my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sewer boat. Right. Just the discs. I got rid of the boat. But I've probably got 150 of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Different years. Different. Yeah. The ones with, like, he'll if you come over to Travis's house, he's like, come into the pizza disc room, and he's showing you, like, the ones with small factory imperfections, mm-hmm. and that kind
and
of
basically
thing.
Basically, all I did was I just stapled them to the wall directly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no furniture in the room. There's a body, but I don't ask about it.
There are five people right now who just threw down their iPod and, like, ran into their attic. Like, where's my fucking pizza launcher? I know it's in here. Dad! Dad!
Dad! You promised! You said that if I kept up my GPA that you wouldn't throw away my pizza launcher!
What do you mean I'm 32?
What do you mean you died 7 years ago?
Dad, how long have I been asleep? Dad! I think that old man was a genie! Dad, I think I got a genie curse!
Dad! Arnold Schwarzenegger was on TV and he says he's governor! What's
Dad,
going on?
I used to be Zac Efron and now I'm Steve Buscemi! Help me! Dad! I've got adult balls and no pizza launcher! What gives?
Dad, I wanted my Sudafed over the counter! What's going on? They said I couldn't at the store! Is that a problem you had run into? I can't find Jost on the shelves! Dad!
I have been without electricity for a week. And while I was without electricity, I started reading books.
Oh, okay. So this is Booksman.
This is educated justice.
This is your brain on books. This is what they do.
Okay. So in your mind, this is what educated people sound like?
In circles. I am in intellectual circles. This is what my friends and I, this is how we speak.
Justin, I want you to know, I picture you right now surrounded by bookcases, but your brain has swollen and you just have like a giant forehead.
I have become top heavy, but without electricity, I was not able to watch my programs. I was not able to play video games, and I was forced to read, and now I've been exposed to all the great culture of the world.
How sallow is your skin? Can you give me some sort of sallowness rating?
It looks like an orange fruit by the front.
Did you get book jaundice? What happened?
No, he was just reading books and eating carrots the entire time. As they ran out of power, they had to eat their stock of baby carrots.
I was forced to eat the butterflies I've preserved over the years behind glass. Nutritionally devoid, but surprisingly very pleasing to the palate.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all that voice wants to do is eat something beautiful.
So this is our advice program. My brother and me, we will dole out intellectual conversational
you're advice. Like hard right. What is this voice doing?
Yeah. I think he's turning into a condor.
It's bucking underneath me.
Bucking wildly.
It wants desperately to go Skarsgård. I won't let it. I'm holding on to the reins as tightly as I can. Oh, God, it's devolved into Ed Grimley. Somebody help me.
This final Yahoo was sent in by Earl Parsons. Thank you, Earl. It's by Yahoo Answers user Sky, who asks, if I die, is there Yahoo Answers in heaven?
Oh, shit, I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me, kiss your dad.
Square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.
Do you live in the fictional city of Chicago? Do you love amazing podcasts like Max Fun's own Lady to Lady, Minority Corner, and Bullseye? Do you enjoy insightful interviews with talented actors and comedians like Dwayne Kennedy and Andre Royo? Don't miss your chance to be part of podcast history by attending the first ever Chicago Podcast Festival. Lady to Lady and Bullseye take the stage on November 17th, and Minority Corner performs on November 18th. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit MaximumFun.org for more information and to grab your ticket today. Right now.